Good Friday morning. It's good to have you along with us here on WVIK, Quad Cities NPR. At 9:04, this is Jim O'Hara with a check of WVIK News. Iowa House Republicans passed a bill this week that would ban ballot drop-off boxes. IPR's Zachary Oren-Smith reports.
State law has allowed county auditors to set up boxes at their offices that allow people to turn in ballots without coming inside, so long as they're under constant video surveillance. But Representative Bobby Kaufman, a Republican from Wilton, says they had their uses during the pandemic, but they're no longer necessary. Johnson County Auditor Travis Weipert says the boxes are part of a series of changes like drive-through voting that have made it easier to vote in recent years.
You have a couple in their 80s that can just pull up and drop it off like they're dropping off mail at the post office or dropping off a check at the bank. Now they're going to have to get out of their car, come inside, or they're going to have to mail it through the post office.
Before the governor can sign this bill into law, it must first receive approval by the Senate. I'm Zachary Oren-Smith, IPR News.
In sports tonight at 5:30, the Iowa women's basketball team plays in the Big Ten tournament against number 7 Penn State. WVIK Quad Cities weather: rain today until about 5 o'clock. Windy as well with a high of about 46. Tonight, mostly cloudy, windy, and a chance of rain with a low of 32. For Saturday, mostly sunny and windy, high near 45, and then on Sunday, sunshine, high near 50. Coming up on Think, the best communicators aren't always the ones who talk the most in meetings. What makes certain people so adept at facilitating the exchange of ideas? At noon today on Think, here on WVIK.